शितं हृदये अधिरूप्य तस्मात् उदानागयोरासितं नयन मुनिः ततो न संध्या दियामनस्वी स्वतालुमूलं संकीर्णयेता
छाती पर
तम
तत्पश्चात नयेत
ले जाए मुनि
ध्यानवान भक्त ततः
उनको
अनुसंधाय
खोज करने के लिए
दिया
बुद्धि से
मनस्वी
ध्यानशील
स्वतालुमूलम
तालु के निचले भाग में
शनक है
धीरे धीरे
ले जाए ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद जय श्रील प्रभुपाद। ध्यान मग्न भक्त को चाहिए कि वह प्राण वायु को धीरे धीरे नाभि से हृदय में, हृदय से छाती में और वहां से तालु के निचले भाग तक ले जाए। उसे बुद्धि से समुचित स्थानों पर ढूंढ निकालना चाहिए। तो प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी। ध्यान मग्न भक्त को चाहिए कि वह प्राण वायु को
धीरे धीरे
नाभि से हृदय से
छाती में
और वहां से तालु के निचले भाग
तक ले जाए।
उसे बुद्धि से समुचित स्थानों को
ढूंढ निकालना चाहिए।
तात्पर्य बैशल प्रभुपाद जय बैशल प्रभुपाद। वायु की गति से 6 क्षेत्र होते हैं। बुद्धिमान भक्ति योगी को चाहिए कि बुद्धि तथा ध्यान लगाकर इन स्थानों को खोज निकाले। इनमें से उसके पूर्व जिस चक्र का उल्लेख है वह स्वाधिष्ठान चक्र या प्राण वायु का शक्ति आगार है और उसके ऊपर नाभि के नीचे मणिपूरक चक्र है। जब हृदय से ऊपरी स्थान की खोज हो जाती है तो अनाहत चक्र मिलता है और उससे भी ऊपर प्राण वायु को तल मूल पर स्थित किया जाता है जो तो विशुद्धि चक्र मिलता है. We'll need the next one as well. We'll cover 20. So, meaning of 20. तत्पश्चात भक्ति योगी को अपने प्राण वायु दोनों भावों के मध्य लाना चाहिए और तद प्राण वायु को सातों बही द्वारों को बंद करके उसे भगवत धाम वापस जाने को अपना लक्ष्य बनाना चाहिए. यदि वह भौतिक भोग की सारी इच्छाएं से मुक्त है तब वो बृहद्रंध तक पहुंचना चाहिए तथा भगवान के पास चले जाने पर अपने सारे भौतिक बंधनों को त्याग देना चाहिए. तात्पर्य यहाँ पर सारे भौतिक बंधनों को त्यागने और अपने घर भगवत धाम वापस जाने का की विधि संस्तुत की गई है. इसकी शर्त यह है कि मनुष्य को पहले भौतिक भोग की इच्छा से पूरी तरह मुक्त हो जाना चाहिए. आयु तथा इंद्रिय तृप्ति की मात्रा के अनुसार भौतिक भोग की कई कोटियां हैं. भगवद गीता 9.20 में सबसे अधिक जीवनावधि तथा इंद्रिय भोग के सर्वोच्च धरातल का उल्लेख हुआ है. ये सारे के सारे भौतिक भोग हैं और मनुष्य को यह भली भांति समझ लेना चाहिए कि उसे ब्रह्मलोक तक की इतनी दीर्घायु की भी आवश्यकता नहीं होती. उसे भगवत धाम वापस लौटना ही होगा. उसे अत्यधिक भौतिक सुविधाओं से आकृष्ट नहीं होना चाहिए. भगवद गीता 2.59 में कहा गया है कि ऐसी भौतिक विरक्ति तभी प्राप्त हो सकती है जब जीवन के परम संगति से परिचित हो जाएं. परम दृष्ट्वा निवर्तते. जब तक मनुष्य आध्यात्मिक जीवन की प्रकृति की पूरी तरह समझ नहीं लेता है तब तक वह मुक्त नहीं हो सकता है. निर्विशेषवादियों को एक श्रेणी द्वारा यह प्रचार करना कि आध्यात्मिक जीवन सभी प्रकार की विविधता से शून्य है घातक है और जीवन को बहका कर अधिकाधिक भौतिक भोग की ओर ले जाने वाला है. फलस्वरूप अपलग्य लोग को परम या परमेश्वर की कोई धारणा नहीं हो पाती. वे अपने आप को ब्रह्म सिद्ध जीव कहकर भले ही मन बहलाते हो भला लें किंतु वे नाना प्रकार के भौतिक भोगों से चिपके रहना चाहते हैं. ऐसे अल्पज्ञों के पास परम की कोई अवधारणा नहीं हो सकती. जैसा कि श्लोक में बताया गया है अतएव वे परमेश्वर के पास नहीं पहुंच पाते. भक्तों को आध्यात्मिक जगत भगवान तथा वैकुंठ लोक कहलाने वाला असीम लोकों में उनकी दिव्य संगति का पूरा पूरा ज्ञान रहता है. भगवान तथा वैकुंठ लोक कहलाने वाले असीम लोकों को उनकी दिव्य संगति का पूरा पूरा ज्ञान रहता है. यहाँ पर अकुंठ दृष्टि का उल्लेख हुआ है. अकुंठ व वैकुंठ का एक ही भाव है और जिस किसी ने भी आध्यात्मिक जगत तथा भगवान के साथ साक्षात संगति को अपना लक्ष्य बना रखा है केवल वही इस भौतिक संसार में रहते हुए भी अपने भौतिक बंधनों को त्याग सकता है. यह परम शब्द तथा भगवद गीता में कई स्थानों पर आया परम धाम शब्द एक ही है. जो भी परम धाम को चाहता है वह कभी इस भौतिक जगत में लौट कर नहीं आता. ऐसी मुक्ति भौतिक जगत के सर्वोच्च लोक को प्राप्त करने पर भी नहीं मिल सकती. प्राण वायु सात क्षेत्रों द्वारा निकलती है. ये है दो आंखें दो नथुने दो कान और एक मुंह. सामान्यतः मनुष्य की मृत्यु के समय वह वायु मुंह से होकर निकलती है किंतु जैसा कि ऊपर कहा जा चुका है जो योगी प्राण वायु को अच्छी तरह वश में करता है वह सिर से ब्रह्मरंध्र को भेद करके प्राणवायु को त्याग करता है. अतएव योगी उपरोक्त सातों छिद्रों को बंद कर देता है जिससे प्राणवायु सहज ही परम ब्रह्म होकर फूट निकले. यह महान भक्त की भौतिक बंधन त्यागने की निश्चित चिन्ह का निश्चित चिन्ह है.
ओम अज्ञान तमन दास्य ज्ञान जनम चक्षुर प्रत्यक्षम तं तस्मै श्री श्रवण श्री चैतन्य मनोवृष्ट स्थापितं स्वयं रूपं करोमि तदाति स्वपदान्तं वन्देऽहं श्री श्रवण श्री कमलां श्री गुरुं सर्वं विगुणातान्वितां सचिवं निरुग्रहं साधयितुं साधुतं परिज्ञासहितं श्री कृष्णं तं हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु हेमंद जगते गोपीशा गोपिकापंता राधा कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी कृष्णानुस्ते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये पांच कल्पतरुणश्च कृपासिन्धु मे पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री गौर भक्तवृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे
साफ सा विभक्त का गोकुल धाम में स्वागत है एंड थैंक यू टू मोना माता जी के एंड सुमित प्रभु प्रेस प्रभु अच्छा बच्चों को ओके सो थैंक यू फॉर अलाउइंग अस टू कम एंड डिस्कस भागवतम हियर एंड गोकुल धाम एंड वी सो आई एम सो अट्रैक्टेड टू द लेडीज हियर श्री राम लक्ष्मण हनुमान लाइक गोपाल सो ब्यूटीफुल So here the chapter's title is Hriday Mein Bhagwan yeah. And in one of the commentaries Jeev Goswami is saying that this is end of Srimad Bhagavatam because here what was the question Parikshit Maharaj was asking Sukhdev Goswami what should we do Who's about to leave the body? What are his duties? And everything is explained here in this chapter. So first two shlokas describe the material world. The next, I think, four shlokas was talking about the renunciation that we shouldn't be attracted to the material things. You remember, वो बोल रहे हैं कि आप पेलो की भी जरूरत नहीं आप हाथ में रख के सो जाना है ना? And then next four or five shlokas are describing beautiful beauty of the Lord. You know, Bhagwan kaise dikhte hain. And then next shlokas are talking about meditating upon the Lord. And now these shlokas are saying that how to leave, how the pranavayu should go out. So there are chakras from the chakras and how the mechanisms being told. And the next few shlokas tell that ki After the soul has left, how it travels to Bhagavad Dham. So the whole mechanism is told in this chapter. So he said that it's finished. So, and then wherever, you know, here, Srila Prabhupada is saying that jo bhakt hote hain, bhakti yogi hote hain, wo yah vidhi ko फॉलो करके भगवत धाम जाते हैं है ना तो कि वायु की छह गति चक्र होते हैं बुद्धिमान भक्ति योगी को चाहिए सो ही इज नॉट सेइंग दैट देयर इज ऑप्शन बट ही सेइंग चाहिए सो इन इंग्लिश इट सेज दैट भक्ति योगी शुड डू दिस तो पर देन सो मेनी प्लेसेस ही इज कंडेम्ड श्रीपाद आल्सो कंडेम्ड दिस द फिजिकल पार्ट ऑफ योगा और यू नो लाइक meditation and these type of things. And he said that by doing service, by taking Lord's name and by glorifying Lord, we should go back. So I was a bit perplexed, you know, like here he's saying that we should use these six chakras. So the first chakra is Mool chakra, which starts with spine. And then second chakra is talking about Swadhinashthan chakra, then which is above nabhi,
below nabhi.
And then Manipurak chakra is above nabhi, and then Anahat chakra, and then after that Vishuddhi chakra. So, you know, jo normally mundane activities mein involved rehte hain log hamesha, they are always in the material. Existence, they're using only first two or three chakras. So either they're concentrating on eating or they're concentrating on having sexual desires and pleasures. So उन लोग के सिर्फ ये दो या तीन चक्र ही एक्टिवेटेड होते हैं बिकॉज दे ओनली यूजिंग दोज टू और थ्री चक्रस. सो अगर हम कोई भी चीज यूज नहीं करते हैं, समझ लो वी आर वी हैव अ कार एंड वी लीव दैट फॉर वन मंथ और टू मंथ, व्हाट हैपेंस इज इट डजंट स्टार्ट और जंग लग जाता है या कुछ. उसी तरह हम अगर दूसरे चक्रस को अगर एक्टिवेट नहीं करते हैं तो वो शीतल हो जाते हैं. एंड देन व्हाट मैकेनिज्म बीन टोल्ड हियर, यू नीड टू हैव ऑल दीज चक्रस activated and then you control that pranavayu and then it goes away from the cerebral thing. So if all these process was told here and everything was finished, then why has Bhagavatam gone for so long, like 10 cantos and 18,000 shlokas? Because it gives us the message that it doesn't stop here. There's something more top than this, and we have to always, you know, like whenever I feel about that something, why this is happening or why I'm not doing this, and then I always remember these things in Ishopanishad. It's Srila Prabhupada has mentioned that there are four limitations of this material existence. So what are those four limitations of the material existence? You remember, anyone remember?
Illusion wala word hai.
Huh?
Illusion.
So first one is that we are always illusion. Second one is that we don't have perfect senses. We have imperfect senses. Third one is we have propensity to cheat.
Yeah.
And fourth one is that we commit mistakes. So
please repeat. First is illusion.
Actually, first one is we commit mistakes.
Okay.
And that's the order that we commit. When we are in material existence, we commit mistakes. So we can see that, you know, in our day-to-day life, हम लोग कुछ ना कुछ material activities में कुछ ना कुछ mistake करते रहते हैं, है ना? We keep committing mistake. So what is the biggest mistake we are committing is Srila Prabhupada is saying in the purport that we are identifying ourselves with the body, thinking that I am this body, I am doing this. And how we can verify that is a mistake is that if we think back, we take our life so seriously, like as if a boy is playing, say if mother's playing with four cards and two toys and three, he's too attached to magnets and uska wo ek magnet ghum jata hai aise और फिर वो सोचता है कि अरे उसका तो पूरा वर्ल्ड खत्म हो गया ना, लाइक अरे मेरा पापा मेरा मैग्नेट ढूंढ दो, मम मेरा मैग्नेट ढूंढ दो, लाइक. सो हमें क्या लगता है कि अरे सिर्फ मैग्नेट ही तो है, ठीक है, सो दूसरा मिल जाएगा यार, इस तरह से. सो उसी तरह हम सोचते हैं, हम अपनी लाइफ को इतना सीरियसली ले लेते हैं, अरे ये अभी ये करना है, अभी वो करना है, आज ये करना है, कल वो करना है, देन समथिंग डजंट हैपन्स विद आवर प्लान, देन वी थिंक ओ वी कंटिन्यू टू थिंक अबाउट दैट कि अरे ये क्यों नहीं हुआ. और बोलते हैं ना, मैन डिवेलप्स इन हिज थॉट्स, सो वी कीप थिंकिंग अबाउट दोज मटेरियल थिंग्स, बट इट इज लाइक this life is like a day in the bigger scheme of thing. Like aaj madhav ne kuch toys se khela, fir raat ko wo bhul jayega, fir next day uthega wo dusre toys se khelne lagega, and the dusre din wo serious business ban jayega fir uske liye. So same way, this is only a day in a longer in the whole scheme of life, and we take this day as so seriously. that if something doesn't happen with our plan, we identify with that day, with our body, with being Ankur, being Avinash, you know, and then we keep dwelling, we keep thinking about that day and that activity, rather than thinking that there's a higher purpose, there's a negative coming as well, and there is a reason we've got this body. So that's the first thing, that we commit mistake by identifying ourselves with the body. Then second is, we are always illusioned. So we always illusioned that we consider this material world to be real. In fact, if we read the Bhagavatam, and which explains the whole material world, this material world which we are seeing is a very minutest fraction of the total creation, isn't it? So we think that this is everything. This material world is real, and we identify ourselves. Right? Third one is, we have imperfect senses, so we can't think beyond certain things. We can't look beyond. I can't even look behind what is behind this wall. You know? So we have imperfect senses. Even if we see something, we get illusion. सोचते हैं दूर से देखा तो ये देखा था, पास में गए तो कुछ और दिखा. सो वी हैव इम्परफेक्ट सेंसेस. वी कांट डेसिफर और प्रोसेस इंफॉर्मेशन फ्रॉम विच वी कैन फिजिकली सी और विच वी कैन फिजिकली फील. एंड फोर्थ वन इज प्रोपेंसिटी टू चीट. सो forget about cheating others, we cheat ourselves. We cheat ourselves thinking that, you know, if I do this, then I will get pleasure. If I do ye ho jayega to fir main khush ho jaunga, ye ho jayega to fir main khush ho jaunga. So we keep changing our goal post of being happy. We keep chasing the newer goals. We keep try to run away from Bhagwan. And don't realize our, I mean, especially being devotees and reading Srila Prabhupada's books and hearing so many lectures, if we continue to get attached to the matter, then we are really bigger cheater than someone who doesn't know these things. So thinking that these are the material limitations, this is being the process being taught here is a good scenario process, that when there's a, and everything is conducive, we have hundreds of years of life where we can sit in one position and then control all the chakras and take the, and when we know that the death is coming, we take the pranvayu up and then take it out from here. So that's like a good scenario thing. But then we are in a scenario wherein we are in Kali Yuga, there are defects of Kali Yuga, and then we are in material existence and there are limitations of material existence. Then what, you know, like then how do we reach perfection? Then how do we reach Bhagavad Dham? That's the question to be asked. So after this, Sukhdev Goswami has taught many things after this as well. So it doesn't stop here. You know, we have to see that what's being taught to Parikshit Maharaj to perfect it beyond this process. So how I was listening to His Holiness Radha Govind Maharaj's class about Parikshit Maharaj, and he was describing each event, you know, like how Parikshit Maharaj, how Sukhdev Goswami appeared. So we all know the story that Vyasadeva was instructed by Narad Muni to write Srimad Bhagavatam. And once he has done all the sankalan, not write like he is not writing a story, but he says sankalan means like he collected the whole Srimad Bhagavatam. Then he was trying to look for a suitable student to whom he can impart this knowledge. So look at this, that to say the Bhagavatam, he wanted a suitable candidate, and we all are so fallen, but still we get to hear this. So Lord has been so merciful. So he prayed to Lord that, Lord, give me a child who's suitable to hear this param jnana. So he prayed, and then Lord got happy from him, and then Sukhdev Goswami was conceived in his mother's womb. And something very unusual happened, that this boy, instead of 1 year, stayed in his mother's womb for 12 years. And every time Sukhdev Goswami would go and say to his son that, my dear child, please come out. And Sukhdev Goswami would say, no, outside Maya is very strong. If Lord himself give me assurance that I will not be impacted by Maya, I will not come out. So then Sukhdev Goswami goes and prays to Lord. And then Lord Sakshat appears in mother's womb and tells Sukhdev Goswami that, my dear child, you can go out, and I give you assurance that Maya will not touch you. So then that blessing makes him so renunciate that as soon as Sukhdev Goswami comes out, though he was 12 years in mother's womb, but when he comes out, he looked 16 years. As soon as he came out, he went to the jungle. And that made Vyasadeva very sad or perplexed that, I prayed so much so that I can impart this knowledge to him, and then he's gone away. So he says that maybe that's Prabhu's Ichha, but then Vyasadeva trains some of his top students and tells them some Uttam shlokas from Bhagavatam and says, go in the jungles and sing these songs or Bhagavatam shlokas. So Sukhdev Goswami was sitting and meditating, and these shishyas of Vyasadeva were singing these shlokas, and they were saying two shlokas which Sukhdev Goswami concentrated and heard. So one shloka was about how Lord delivered Putna, and even though Putna had put poison of halahal on her breast to kill Krishna, Lord gave Putna same destination as Mother Yashoda. So that really touched Sukhdev Goswami, that how merciful the Lord is. Who else in the world is worshipable than this Lord, who is so merciful that somebody who was trying to kill him, he gave him same destination as her own mother, his own mother. And the second shloka was, first shloka was about the mercy, and the second shloka was about Lord happily appearing, playing flute, appearing in Vrindavan, and he's blowing air from the holes of the Basuri, and all the gopas and gopis are singing behind him. You imagine that, you've seen that picture in ISKCON? We see that picture when is there?
Yeah.
So he's entering, and all the Brajbasis are watching him getting inside. So when he saw these two bhavas of Lord, the Madhurya Bhava and the Mercy Bhava, he got attracted to the Lord. Somebody who's detached from the world, who's above the three modes of material nature, who's untouched by the Maya or Prakriti, understood? He got attracted to the Lord by hearing these two things. And we are so below in the level, you know, like if we compare, we're so below. So it's like if we think that, oh, why we are not getting taste, you know, so we are saying that there's a honey bottle and I'm licking the bottle but I'm not getting the taste. So would we ever get that taste if you're licking the honey bottle? No, we have to open the bottle. And how do we open the bottle? Srila Prabhupada has given us instructions, you know, told us like how to open the bottle. And how do we open the bottle? Yeah. Chant.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So it will clean up. It will clean up the heart. It will let us taste. You know? So think about that. That we were hearing glories of Lord's name last week from at Parsanadham. And Prasad Maharaj told so many glories of the names of the Lord. Ki Bhagwan ka naam lene se kya hota hai? Think about that. If we have taken the name, we purified our this birth, and we go back and see Him in that Golok Vrindavan Dham, and He hugs us. Isn't that worth giving that birth for that moment? Yeah, isn't it that the Lord, whose name is so purifying, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and Lord came as His own incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to take Lord's name and preach that name, and there's so many glories of just taking the name. Think about that Lord. That if we are able to perfect our birth, and if you're able to go and meet Him, and He hugs you,
ठोकर भी मार दे तो चलेगा.
हम्म.
ठोकर भी मार दे तो चलेगा.
सॉरी.
ठोकर भी मार दे तो चलेगा.
It's realization. He hugs you daily, all the time. It's realization when you realize that He has hugged you.
Mati, that's sahajya bhav. So thinking that we in this body with so many material defects are able to get that hug in this thing is a very sahajya bhav, because we are not qualified for that. Even though He can do it, but then we shouldn't think that we have received yet without being qualified, without doing that service, without making that effort. He can do it, but then we shouldn't think that we have received it. Because if you see those Acharyas, Jeev Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, if you read those bhajans which they have written those bhajan in the mood of separation. They have written those prayers that make us qualified to do that. You know, like when we sing Radha Krishna Pran Mura, at the end, what is the last line Prabhu sing? Yeah, we say that Seva Abhilasha. Right? So we
Narottam Dasa.
Narottam Dasa. So Narottam Dasa Thakur is saying that I want to do service so that I can get that prema. So we shouldn't think that being not doing anything, we receive that prema like that. So he's looking after us every day. He's giving us so many things without asking. But we haven't reciprocated to His love yet. So we, like, you know, there's nothing comes for free, isn't it? And this, we are asking for something topmost, which gopis gave everything and received, or those gopas gave everything and received these things. So when the shloka about Putna was told by Uddhav Uddhava Maharaj to Vidur Maharaj, and when he's mentioning this Putna stories to Vidur Maharaj, he is crying and weeping that how Lord is merciful. So those are the devotees who received it. Those are the devotees, they are longing for a glimpse of Lord. Those are the devotees, they are longing to see Lord's feet one time in heaven. So he is merciful, and Srila Prabhupada has told that who goes there doesn't comes back. He says that. Somewhere it says that whoever reaches there doesn't comes back. Yeah. But here he says us यहाँ पर सारे भौतिक बंधनों को त्यागने और अपने घर भगवतधाम वापस जाने की विधि संतुत की गई है. उसकी शर्त यह है कि मनुष्य को पहले भौतिक भोग की इच्छा से पूरी तरह मुक्त हो जाना चाहिए. Now here they say भौतिक इच्छा से पूरी तरह मुक्त हो जाना चाहिए. तो हम बच्चे को कुछ भी बोलते हैं कि don't do this, then he tries to do that more, you know, और एक इच्छा उसमें रहती है, करके देखता हूँ मैं, like that. So यहाँ पे क्या है कि बोल रहे हैं कि भौतिक इच्छा से मुक्त हो जाना चाहिए. So हमें अगर कोई भी चीज नहीं बोलेंगे तो हमें लगता है देखते हैं करके यार क्या क्या होता है. बट देन अगर हम बच्चे को बोलते हैं इंस्टेड ऑफ डूइंग दिस डू समथिंग एल्स, यू नो, लाइक इफ यू गिव हिम सम, सो से इफ दे ही इज सेइंग दैट आई वांट टू गो आउट एंड प्ले, बट वी टेल हिम समथिंग, वी गिव हिम समथिंग मोर अट्रैक्टिव, देन यू एंगेज हिम एल्सवेयर. Same way, for us to go above the material taste, we need to have something higher taste. And that higher taste, the highest or topmost taste is we get by chanting Lord's name, by hearing his leela, by having association of devotees. So when we get that higher taste, automatically these things go away. Somewhere it says that you don't need to make efforts. Yeah. So यहाँ लिखा है यह परम शब्द तथा भगवत गीता में कई स्थानों पर आया परम धाम शब्द एक ही है. जो भी परम धाम को जाता है वह कभी भौतिक जगत में लौट कर नहीं आता. ऐसे मुक्ति भौतिक जगत के सर्वोच्च लोक को प्राप्त करने पर भी नहीं मिल सकती. सो हियर वी ऐसी मुक्ति भौतिक जगत के सर्वोच्च लोक को प्राप्त करने पर भी नहीं मिल सकती. सो इवन इफ वी गो टू द टॉप मोस्ट प्लैनेट्स ऑफ द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड, वी हैव टू कम बैक, वी डोंट गेट दैट लिबरेशन, दैट यू नेवर कम बैक. Because you have so much attraction over there, you know, when you see Lord, when you serve Lord, when you are around Him, then when you've got something topmost, you won't compromise to come in. So many devotees, they have received that, like Srila Prabhupada has received that topmost thing, but then He was so merciful, He was so compassionate that He stayed over so that we all can be delivered. So one of the stories, His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj was telling about Srila Prabhupada, that Srila Prabhupada became very seriously in San Francisco, very seriously ill. He had some heart condition wherein he got admitted into the hospital. And to relieve his pain, they were giving him some sedative injections. So, even though he had so much pain, but because when they were giving him sedative injections, he was not able to, he had concern in his mind that when I go to sleep with this sedative injection, I am not able to instruct my students. He said, I have limited time in my life, I am not able to write my books. I am not able to instruct my students, disciples. So he had that concern. So when the doctor came in the morning, he said, I'll stay here with only one condition, that you will not give me the injection. So they said, no, but the doctor argued that we need to manage your pain so that you can sleep properly and recover properly. Your body needs rest, this and that. So a lot of argument happened, and then doctor gave up and doctor said, okay, no injections. But then nurse walked in after a couple of hours with the injection, and then Srila Prabhupada told his disciple that take me away from here. And for his disciples, he was the ultimate authority. Whatever he says, then they would do it. They won't listen. They had so much faith in him. They put him in the wheelchair and they pushed the nurse away, and then they tried to run with him on the chair. And Jagat Goswami Maharaj was telling, and his tears were coming out. Knowing how much love Srila Prabhupada had for his disciples and his service to the Lord, that he didn't care for his condition. And then his disciples ran, took him away, and then took him to the lift, took him to the car, and took him to a place close to the coast, and only few devotees were allowed. They were giving him massages, they were giving him the prescribed medication. And in that condition also, Srila Prabhupada was writing books, translating books in the night, sleeping only 2 or 3 hours every day, writing letters, dictating letters to his disciples all over the world, where somebody is having some issues, someone having legal issues, to have instruction how to install deities or how to do this thing. So think about that he has done so much for us. He's translated all these param gyan, which for to find a disciple who can listen to this, Vyasadeva was praying to Lord that give me someone who can receive this, and we are receiving this freely because of him, all because of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
So we should take this seriously. We shouldn't take the fallen away magnet as serious, because fallen away magnet we'll get again tomorrow, or today we are attached to fallen away magnet, tomorrow we'll be attached to the toy car, or third day we'll be attached to some other toy. But then this thing is paramparanga. This has time tested. This has given so much taste to those Goswamis that they've left everything and then tried to propagate this for our benefit. This has attracted Srila Prabhupada and then made him to travel all over the place for our benefit, isn't it? For us, this is meant for us. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. If you have any questions, please come.
Even Prabhu, we have seen those videos. You were talking about this incident in US hospital.
Yeah.
Even while he was leaving his body, he was preaching.
Yeah.
At the time, the devotees were like around him chanting Maha Mantra. And he was preaching.
Yeah. That's what his mercy is on all of us, that he gave away himself selflessly to all of us.
As you mentioned that this book is meant for us, I can clarify one point where you mentioned that both the shlokas were referring to the process of dying, you know, how you should leave the body. How is it connected to chanting? Or because in Kali Yuga I often hear people say that you should chant.
Yeah.
They never emphasize on meditation or saying how you should live this book.
I was confused as well when I read this. That here Srila Prabhupada is saying that a bhakti yogi should do these things. But then it's not, since we have material limitations, and so many limitations. One is that we are in Kali Yuga. The other limitation is that we have this material defective body, and you know, the effects of Maya on us, so many birds' baggages on us. So it's very difficult to do this. And then that's why Srila Prabhupada has given us instruction. He's translated all these books where we can get attracted to Lord, hear about Lord's glories, chant Hare Krishna Maharaj. So Srila Prabhupada has given us the way out. So since we can't do this, so Prabhupada has given us the way out, that we chant 16 rounds every day, honor Lord's prasadam, read Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. So even if we can't do that pranvayu thing and, you know, find the cerebral to do that, simply if we chant, have Lord's picture in front, have devotees around us doing kirtan and completely absorbed in Bhagavatam, listening to lectures of His Holiness Father Govind Maharaj, listening to kirtan, you know, like, so He's given us the way. So even if we can't practice this, chanting makes us fills that gap in our skills.
Yes, the Zenis also do the same thing. They when to leave the body, they do this pranvayu.
If they can, but I don't.
And that's what I've seen. First, they renounce.
You know, like I'm just saying.
They
normally,
renounce the family first.
Normally, they renounce it and all, very good and all. But to be honest, like I have seen few people going. I've seen eye to eye. Like I've been there with them and all. So when you go, it's very difficult even to leave this body.
Yeah.
And then I've seen this tongue. It becomes like a. Like a pig, like how you can say, it just gets stuck and if the tongue is this much. The tongue doesn't come out. If the tongue doesn't come out, you can't speak. So like you're stuck there.
Yeah.
And the mouth is a little open and out. And even if you want to chant or if you want to, because the body thing, it gives you so much of a pain to you or whatever it is. I don't know what it is because you don't know. I haven't experienced that with that, so I wouldn't know. But I've seen when the death comes, like I saw my dad, I was holding you in my hand and I was saying, Papa Hare Krishna, Papa Hare Krishna. So like you could see, no doubt he died in a minute or two. It didn't take long to him because he was sinking. His eyeballs stopped and all, the doctor said he's sinking. And the doctor was, he knew that he's going, that's why I told him, call for the ambulance. But he wasn't calling. But like I've seen him death so like this, what I'm trying to say, like I had him in my lap, like that and all. So, like how you are saying, what time pe badan ke itni ho circulation sab aise ho jate, that time to remember and to hold the breath and to pull the breath here is very difficult. I mean, very honest.
Practice,
No, I'm just saying because when I saw my dad and I was saying, Hare Krishna Papa, Hare Krishna Papa. So, like, whatever I'm saying, but what, like, he want to, but he couldn't. You understand? Maybe he wants to say Hare Krishna, Hare Na. But the mind is not trained, nothing happens.
Correct.
कितने बंदे गए सबकी आंखें खुली होती है तो देन वी क्लोज देयर आईज बट आई हैव सीन सो मेनी डेथ्स इन 5 6 इयर्स हमारे सब बड़े गए हुए हैं तो लाइक यू सी देम एंड माय आंट आल्सो हर डेड बॉडी आई पुट हर फ्रॉम द पॉटी सीट एंड आई पुट हर ऑन द बेड सो लाइक आई हैव सीन सो क्लोजली व्हाट आई एम ट्राइंग टू से कि सबकी आंखें खुली हो जाती मुंह सबका खुल जाता है एंड दे ट्राई द डॉक्टर ट्राइज देम एंड ऑल बिकॉज़ ऑफ द थिंग एंड ऑल सो व्हाट आई एम ट्राइंग टू से टू बी एक्चुअली यू डोंट नो फ्रॉम वेयर द एयर वेंट
I mean, I'm also eldest.
I saw my brother also when I was 25 years old. And it was in my lap of
Khan. How can you say Khan?
Hmm. But Mataji, they sit in meditation and they try to finish their
Those life. Are very limited.
They don't wait for life. God will finish their life. They finish their life.
This, this they have been practicing the whole
Only
time.
Only those who have reached there.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are very limited.
Yes.
Because we are all below the knee limit.
Yeah.
We all in this world.
We haven't
grown up. We are the airport.
So I'm also eldest in my family in my generation. So I've attended many funerals and you know those type of things.
No, but like I've seen them closely going with me like this. So it's very because it's I don't know how to say it, but it's like one to one I've seen.
So it is a difficult process. It is
for pure devotees they don't have to do that actually. Because in Kali Yuga, when pure devotees leave the body, because they are completely absorbed in Krishna, ये सब जो द्वार हैं वो सब अपने आप बंद हो जाते हैं automatically.
नहीं
इससे
yeah that's
but to reach to the stage is very difficult because we are below the level, we are never above the level.
Of course.
That's what Prabhu was saying that you know
you have to start early age.
No, here.
No,
we say that it is difficult, but we have so many devotees leaving their body in front of us.
Yeah.
You know, they are leaving the body and they are leaving like that. So it's not. We can say it's difficult for us, but it is not very difficult. Also, it is possible.
We have to make.
I heard one interaction of the Prabhupada with one of his disciples. Time does it take to become a pure devotee of the Lord? And then Srila Prabhupada required 1 minute. And so when he said we are late,
we are late for the process described here.
Yeah.
But we are not late for bhakti. We are Srila Prabhupada has given us the instructions, he's given us assurance that if we do this, He Himself personally take care of us. Lord has said in Bhagavad Gita, Vahami Ham, you know, we know that shloka. Lord is not saying, I'll send someone. He said that I will come. So Lord's giving assurance. Srila Prabhupada is giving assurance. We have to have faith and practice it.
They only pay you in a month, in a year when you pay insurance, they cover you medically. So for us also we have to do the same, like, you know, Baba to him, then only we'll be insured.
So the premium we have to pay is
budget. Yes, that's what I'm trying to say.
And our premium is so easily available.
So
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And we have to, I was listening to another lecture that we have to feel the urgency as if we are wearing a turban and turban has caught fire. So agar aapne turban pehni aur turban pe fire lagi aur kitne urgency se aap wo turban utarte ho, utna urgency se hame Krishna consciousness lena chahiye. Kyunki agar ye birth chali gayi, uske baad hame kab human birth milegi? Within human birth भक्तों का संग मिलेगा, कब हमें श्रीला प्रभुपाद की टीचिंग्स मिलेगी? दिस इज ऑल देन लक बाय चांस, यू नो. सो दिस इज अ वेरी वेरी गुड अपॉर्चुनिटी लॉर्ड हैज गिवन अस. वी शुड जस्ट ग्रैब इट एज इफ देयर इज अ फायर इन द टर्बाइन.
वेरी नाइस, रियली सर, गुड वन. 500